Good evening and welcome. I shouldn't really say good evening, shouldn't I? Should I? Because I don't know what time of day you're going to be listening to this episode.
It's
so
true.
I'll just say hello and welcome to the Buffering Podcast. My name is Adam and...
I am Dan Whalen. What's up?
And here we are coming to you from the Frank Oz Memorial Apple Orchard. Did I say Apple Orchard? I meant studio. And here we have our guests for today. And they are Dave.
Hi. What's up?
Dave Wheeler.
Yeah,
Dave
Wheeler. It is Dave Wheeler. Yes. I do have a last name.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Erdmander.
I wasn't going to pull a red shirt on you.
Ermish.
But hey.
it comes back.
Madam
Bergman. There it is again. There. Yep. Just stirring up all those old nicknames.
We can go back to, yeah, Madam Birdman.
Madam Birdman.
Memories.
Suck it.
Anyway, and also, Emily Dice is our other guest here joining us again. And well, both of you are.
And again.
Yes.
And again.
And again. And they're just like, man, you guys got to get more friends.
Yeah, we need more friends,
I guess. More talkative friends.
Yes.
Anyway. That's true.
Yeah.
Hey,
and by more, I mean additional.
There you go.
Bring Gooey on.
She said that the only time that she'll come on is she will be a call-in guest, but she's going to be calling in as Harry Carey.
Well then. By the way, Harry Gooey is the nickname for Dan's sister, Maggie.
Yes.
Thank you for telling strangers about my family.
You're welcome.
For all you kids at home. Now
well,
you know.
You can cut it out if you really want to.
I don't edit.
For you people playing the home game.
Well, I could edit it, but I probably won't.
No.
Bing.
Because that just takes
the authenticity away.
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay, session.
Anyway, so moving right along to our first section of the show, we have some news for you. It's been kind of a slow week, but Dan, what have you got for us?
There were a couple stories that I thought would be somewhat relevant to talk about. First, a lot of people are talking about Netflix and Amazon showing their third quarter figures, where now Netflix has established that they have lost about 800,000 subscribers since they did the pricing snafu and since they also just kind of screwed around a bit, tried to do the Quixer thing. But one thing that they had kind of wedged into all of those stories is that DreamWorks was going to start putting a lot more of its content on there, but starting in 2013-ish, if not 2014.
Want one.
But through all of this horrible news about Netflix losing customers, DreamWorks has upped their schedule and has already posted two miniseries on Netflix. They're both Halloween-themed. One is... goes after the Monsters vs. Aliens cast, and the other is Shrek, of course. So DreamWorks has started early with posting their media, but why bother? Realistically. Because, I mean, Halloween miniseries is... it seems like they're almost putting out content that would be equivalent to what we recall seeing in between shows during Saturday morning cartoons. Like, just like, oh, it's themed. Let's do a week of Shrek stuff.
Oh, memories.
And posting that is legitimate content. No? Nothing?
Yeah.
Agreed.
No, I don't. I'm trying to recall what in the world you're talking about with Saturday
like
morning cartoons.
Mrs. Munger's Class. Like, the in-between shows. Like,
you know, one Saturday
that they
morning?
Had.
Yeah, one Saturday morning, but what about it?
They always had segments in between that were themed to major titles, but like shortened clips of them, almost like mini segments.
Like the DVD of this or the VHS of this came out this month. You know, let's have Lion King clips throughout this entire thing.
Oh,
it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah,
which is actually what
I guess
seems
I don't
like.
Really remember that.
My That's
bad.
Okay. What were you saying, Dave?
Oh, ouch.
Sorry.
Love
well, no,
you.
He was hitting the
no,
right
I,
tangent.
I mean, really with them, you know, specifically gearing it towards Halloween and whatnot, you know, it's definitely a marketing ploy to go, hey, look, this is what's coming, you know, but it's kind of like putting a shit sandwich out there when you're trying to advertise a deli. It's a poor way of doing it because No one wants a shit sandwich.
No.
True. True that.
So, yeah, DreamWorks is posting stuff on Netflix early, but wahoo.
Wahoo.
The other thing I was going to talk about was Apple has stayed in the spotlight recently with the death of Steve Jobs, the release of the Apple iPhone 4S, iOS 5 being released, iCloud coming up. And so the new thing that they're talking about, iPad 3 is starting production in Brazil, I guess, somewhere. But the new thing is that Apple is, in fact, working on an HD TV product to be released potentially in 2012 or 2013. So just cutting out the middleman of just making the small Apple TV box that they do now, the thing that's not much longer than it. It looks about the size of a DVD, but about six of them stacked high.
It's kind of the same size as the Mac Mini, right?
Yeah, just about. But now they're just going to make a TV. Like Google TV has their thing where it's all built in, and I know there's at least another company out there. I think Asus, A-S-U-S?
Asus.
Asus. I never know what to call
Asus.
It.
Asus.
Asus.
Asus. Bless you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Asus. Asus?
I guess so.
Close enough.
Asus.
That's what I've got.
Keeps cracking out,
you
know, better and better
product for that. Sorry.
Oh, yes, and we're also using our Behringer mixer right now.
This
is a Samson microphone.
Yeah. Just put as many plugs in as we can.
We need
hope.
Sponsors.
Find us on Foursquare. but yeah, that was really it. Was that now they're doing an HD TV, which does actually segment into the discussion.
Indeed it does.
That we were going to have today, which relates to my experiences last week with trying to sign up for iCloud, where I had accidentally filled in one email for two accounts, and one of my accounts became locked, and that was actually my iTunes Store account became locked. So I did not have access to a lot of the movies I had, TV shows, some of the music. If I was trying to get on my Apple TV, it didn't work. If I tried to get any updates to my season passes, that didn't work. I lost access to updating any software. So I just had, limited access. But at the same time, I'm pushing through and trying to make a lot of my library digital and get rid of DVDs, Blu-ray, what have you, so that, it's kind of a one-stop shop. But there was that, falling through the cracks. Wondering, are we relying too heavily on streaming and digital media now, or is it something that should advance faster if we lean on it so heavily?
I think it's one of those double-edged swords, really. I mean, because to an extent, it's awesome, because having less physical stuff in your life is always helpful. You have more space. You have, it allows you a little bit more freedom having the entire library with you wherever the hell you are. Because I want to watch this movie. Bloop, there's the movie. You don't have to worry about finding it in your case, having it be in one of the wrong cases, etc., etc. I'm assuming Emily does that often.
No,
it's just my family is.
You have
so
printed out
much.
Papers of catalogs.
We do. I did. I one summer was totally unemployed, and I thought, I am going to make a catalog of all the movies we have, and I'm going to put them all in alphabetical order, and I'm going to put them all in categories, and then I'm going to alphabetize them by categories in my house, and now I have no idea where any of my movies are because I can't remember what I categorized them as.
Nerd.
But it's just, Excel spreadsheets of movies.
It's
wow.
True. I mean, probably, what would you say, 30 pages?
Possibly.
It's Cause, pretty
Because you also have duplicates on there. You have it two
yeah,
lines.
DVD,
if there's VHS,
VHS,
DVD.
Yeah. I got it down. I got system. And then every time I have to add new movies to that sheet, I'm just furious because I have to print them all off again. Bastards. What is it?
Us. Yeah. Oh, my two cents on this whole streaming versus actually having physical copies or even just copies on your hard drive is it depends on the media type. For music, because it is such a small file size, and because I do like to listen to the same songs repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me too.
That's the kind of thing that I definitely need to have, if not in disc form, then on my external hard drive. And that's just me, but I mean, I'm sure it really just depends on how you like to take in these types of media. And for movies, I mean, I back in the day when DVDs started picking up speed, that's when I started building my movie collection. And I have, oh, I don't know how many movies I'm up to now, but it's, yeah, that has definitely slowed down in recent years, just my acquisition of movies, because so many of the movies that I want to watch are available to stream now online. And because of the way that I watch movies, and that is, I'll watch it once, and then maybe mm-hmm. like a couple years down the road, I'll want to see it again. Or, you know, depending on the movie, it'll be a little while, but it won't be that same amount of repetition that I use in my music.
But do you remember when we were growing up and you'd watch a movie over and 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 over again? Mm-hmm. But now with this access to so much more, I can't look at Memento the same way anymore, because it's like, okay, in my head I can play out what happens, so why am I going to bother anymore?
Yeah. Hmm. I remember, I don't remember who it was. I think it was actually when I was working at a store associated with a certain fruit that puts out a phone with a
pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple. Partially. But when I was working at said store, I remember someone saying that Netflix totally applies itself to the ADD generation, because you can go, I want to watch this. No, I want to watch that. No, I want to watch this.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can
bounce
the time
all over wherever the heck you want, which is really, really awesome, because it's opening you up to so much more material than a lot of people used to be. I mean, I remember...
Oh, absolutely.
I remember when Memento came out, and everybody was like, oh my God, have you seen this movie? Have you ever heard of this movie? You know, and it's like, yeah, it's an awesome movie. I've seen it. But, you know, I had to come to the Uptown or the Lagoon to see it at the time. You know, whereas even when it came out on DVD, I had to go out to, I'm trying to remember, it was like the Cheapo in Burnsville to buy the friggin' DVD when it came out, because it didn't have a wide release at first.
Right.
And whereas now, for those of you out of state, Burnsville is really friggin' far away.
Inconvenient from where we grew up in Minnetonka.
Yeah, and you know, whereas now you can go...
5 minutes from me.
Where you can go, have you heard of this movie? And go, no. Oh, it's on Netflix. Click, click, boom, you're watching the movie.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go anywhere. You can sit on your ass on your couch and do it, which I think is awesome in some aspects. But at the same time, like, I remember being really, really jazzed up, like going to Cheapo and finding like a rare cut of, you know, Evil Dead 2 and
right.
being totally psyched about it. Whereas now, you know, I think all of the version, like all of the cuts are actually on Netflix now. So it's one of those things where it's like, I want to see the extended cut of Army of Darkness. I want to see the original theatrical cut of Army of Darkness. And it's just, I don't know, it took away some of the fun to an extent, because, you know, I remember that being part of the fun of, like, waiting for a movie to come out and, like, having to go find it. But at the same time, it's really freaking convenient.
Yeah, definitely. I had something that I was going to say.
I
forgot.
Emily, you know, based on the vast library that you have, but knowing that your mom isn't very electronic savvy from time to time, you know, do you think you'd ever be able to move from a hard copy to a digital?
For her? Oh, God, no.
I mean, while you're at home?
I mean, I can stream Netflix on my Wii, and I have done it with her. But I have to admit, even sometimes it's hard for me to figure out how I'm supposed to get it. You know? I mean, I can do it on my computer, no problem. Shush. Trying to put it on my television sometimes can be an issue even for me. And my mother, just absolutely no way. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have been going a lot. I mean, I've been doing a lot more streaming. I've been ridiculously streaming things to the point of where I probably haven't bought or gone to see a movie, minus the two movies that we have recently seen in the last week. Such a bad example. I mean, but before that, I probably hadn't seen a movie in the theater since August. And for me, that's a really long time to go, because I'm used to going to movies like every other week. My mom and I love movies. We're, I mean, film connoisseurs, if you can say that. I mean, we love going to theater. We do it fairly often. And I mean, but recently, honestly, it's just been streaming movies. That's it.
Yeah.
But I do say that, you know, having the, given the fact that I have such a vast library, I mean, it's ridiculous how much space those things take up, you know, and our house is just packed to the brim. We have four generations of stuff in our house, and it's just ridiculous. So it's so nice to have a streaming platform where I can just watch as much stuff as I want, but I don't have to put it in my house and clutter up all my crap and to the library.
Were you a Laserdisc family?
I don't even know what that means.
Never mind then.
Yep. Yeah.
What is a Laserdisc family?
It's like record size DVD.
Yeah, basically.
They had them at schools as like almost the jump after CD-ROM. It's
Wiki it, kids.
Yeah, it's...
So it's about...
Okay, so the size of a medium pizza.
It's a record-sized DVD, basically.
Yeah, essentially.
It's the size of a vinyl record.
And so you could queue up chapters on it like a DVD.
Except
and
it
find,
took way longer.
Yeah, it like...
No, I was not one of those families. Thank goodness.
Neither were we, but I remember them being really cool.
I remember at one point in time in college finding like a cheap one at like a head shop or a record store or something like that. And so I was like, man, if I got one, how much are the movies? And I went online. Those things are fucking expensive.
I don't know, but I found the Rockadoodle Laserdisc for a grand total of $3 at a garage sale, and I own it. I don't even have the player, but I have the Laserdisc.
I have it on VHS. But it is on Netflix.
It is.
It is.
So I could even have to
Netflix
dig it out of my house. I could just watch it. And that's another thing.
Giving shut-ins a social
life.
Like,
I have it, but it's just one click away on Netflix. I don't have to go through the problem of, first I have to find it. Then I have to set the TV up, put everything in. I can just watch it on my laptop, in my lap. It's one click away.
Well, that's what I have for news radio.
Mm-hmm.
Is I have the complete series on discs, which for some reason when they packaged it up, it was like a spindle for blank DVDs. It's just like,
yeah,
there's a pinky, nice. And then you put all the discs around it, no protection between them.
They didn't want to do the packaging for it.
No, because they are horrible people.
Yep.
But between Netflix and Crackle, I can watch any episode I want.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah,
I'm almost tempted to make a cheapo run to unload some of my stuff to see if I can get some money to.
Yeah,
but they won't. Switch digital. They won't necessarily always be streaming. Like there are a lot of films on Netflix that you know I'll put in my queue, and then the next thing I come back, they're no longer. They're only DVD rental now, and I don't do the DVD rental anymore. So fuck you.
That's true.
They go away forever.
Yeah, I was browsing so on. I was thinking about buying the Tron Legacy DVD because I still haven't picked that up. And then I saw it on Netflix, and I was well, I can just watch it here.
Worth it.
Right.
But it's got the Starz logo on it, so it's going to be gone come February.
Yep, right.
So,
well, there are legitimate ways to transfer DVDs that you own.
Digital copies.
Yeah, make digital copies of things.
And I would love to do that with my VHS tapes. Because even though, granted, we have two combo DVD VHS players because we still record TV shows and we have a frickin' billion VHS tapes, and I'm not willing to give up all my original Disney tape boxes. Because I love,
beatboxing,
you know,
Emily.
Having everything. I'm deep. Totally a pack rat. But, you know, I would love to be able to put those in as a digital format. Because then I wouldn't feel like, oh, shit. It just ate my, like, 1992 tape.
Interesting fact. With the re-release of The Lion King that just came out, it's colored entirely different. And the audio tracks have all been just edited to shit.
What?
Like, well, they've, because everything's been sharpened on them.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So all the, like, subtlety between some of the levels and whatnot, they're gone. So it's everything's really nice and sharp. And it's great because you can hear every little stupid hoofbeat. But at the same time, you can hear every single stupid little hoofbeat, which kind of takes away from the atmospheric sound of it. I mean, and my girlfriend, Mayanna, hi, Mai, down in Georgia.
Who always is, sorry to interrupt, but really great about retweeting stuff for us or mentioning us.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely, yay, hey, Mai.
At T4YT4M.
Thanks, Mai.
But yeah. She made me well aware of this, and I'm like, then don't buy the Blu-ray, and too late, I guess. She was like, no, I'm buying the Blu-ray. I'm like, But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting with the technology that's out there right now. You know, like you were saying, you don't want your tape player to eat up your tapes.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, some of those things are going to only be that way in that one version, like Star Wars.
Yeah. I still have all the originals on VHS.
I still have mine on the blue Kodak tapes my dad taped from the friggin' Holiday Inns he stayed at.
Awesome.
Miss you, Dad. I mean, it's one of those things that all these new editions coming out, they can only stream certain ones of them. And, like, I've noticed that on some things with Netflix, too, where some of them, they'll have multiple editions of it, but with other ones they're like, ah, screw it, we got one up, that's enough. And
right. Oh, that's an excellent point.
But,
actually,
yeah, something that I was going to say going along with that is that with, if you get the DVD or the Blu-ray or anything like that, you get all these bonus features where if you could just get an iTunes pass or if you just go on Netflix,
you get the feature.
You miss
all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's true.
And also, I mean, different languages, there are like, see, foreign films that they've have the dubbed versions, like the English versions of things.
Ugh,
like
Lament, Ponyo,
anime, yeah,
on Facebook.
Yes, Ponyo streaming live now on
Netflix. When I originally saw it in Japanese because I saw it at like a Comic-Con event.
Yeah,
and it was all in Japanese, and then I was so excited when it came onto Netflix. And they had no Japanese option. It was only in English, and I couldn't watch it. I absolutely refused to.
And going the complete other way, we tried to watch The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, God.
And they only had it in Swedish.
Yeah.
All I heard the entire time was, like, I was laughing so much. I think it was like 7 to 10 minutes in. We had to turn it off.
A minute.
Couldn't make it through because all I could hear, bork, bork, bork.
Hurdy, hurdy.
Apparently,
a
it's with
the
it's okay. We have roots in Sweden.
Oh, Muppets.
Yeah. It's okay. We're them.
We can make fun of ourselves.
Apparently, the movie Let the Right One In.
Oh, right.
They're having the same issue with the languages and everything, and a lot of people are pissed about it.
Well,
and
there was an English remake on that one.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's
the Swedish. I don't think I've heard of this film.
I'm trying to remember.
It was Scandinavian of some sort.
The
right?
Original.
The original was foreign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
apparently, supposedly better.
It is.
The foreign film?
Yeah.
The foreign Let the Right One In.
I just like the way you said that. The original was foreign.
I couldn't come up with the country.
But
so
apparently, it was better.
<That's funny. laughs> No,
I drink my cappuccino.
But like with The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, they're making that with Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he'll have to go, bork, bork, bork.
God, I hope so. Next Bond
so
film.
Awful.
Hell yeah.
Which, that name came out, whatever it was. The new Bond name sounds stupid, whatever it was.
Yeah. Moving on.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, but you know how, like, we were saying, so, like, I have stuff that's recording on videotapes from when I was, you know, maybe, like, in ninth grade Like, I was a diehard fan of Roswell, the TV show. And when it came out on DVD, I was so excited. I watched the first episode. And they've changed all the music in the entire series. None of the music is the same. And I have it all videotaped.
Copyright law.
No, it was because it was so expensive. The music was so expensive that the studio, in order to be able to produce the DVDs, had to change it. So they went with all these new, young, unknown artists. So all of the episodes that I'd watched religiously, maybe 100 times over when I was in 8th, 9th, 10th grade, I bought them on the DVD, and it's all different music. It's just like, it's not the same.
Well, they had issues with copyright on a lot of songs and whatnot. Like, I mean, even with the Muppets, the Muppet Family Christmas. They had to remove 3 songs from it, so there's just great jumps now in the DVD release and the streaming one that I'm trying to remember. I think it was through Netflix.
Jingle Bell, where they were the babies.
Yep.
That whole thing got cut, and that was awkward.
Yep, and I'll Be Home for Christmas.
You not know that movie?
I've never seen it, no, and I
love
the Muppets.
My God.
It's...
I have the original taped on VHS from 80.
I have the late release that does not have content.
We have to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah,
after Thanksgiving.
Yes, it's true.
You hear that?
Oh, no. Oh, good. No,
bringing it
I'm
to the internet.
Not. I'm not...
Let it be known.
I'm not singing Christmas songs in June like someone we know.
Wow. Yeah, and don't judge her. She's crazy.
Love you, Mike.
No, it's not don't judge her, but that's why there's the rule.
Love you, honey.
Trees. One holiday at a time.
Right.
Yes.
Please, Halloween first.
Turkey first. Oh, I won't be here for Christmas.
Yay, Monday. What? Suckers.
What?
I'm coming.
Monday. Last year was on a Sunday.
Oh.
And I was in Hollywood and I was celebrating on Sunday.
What? Oh, Halloween. Right.
And then this
year,
holiday. Monday.
Mana.
Ooh.
Bees.
Well,
so that's
sad.
The way it works, you know.
Calendars.
Yeah.
I blame Ben Franklin. I blame Julius Caesar, that asshole.
Fuck that. I'm going all the way back to the Aztecs. You sons of bitches thinking the world's going to end.
Julian calendar. Mayans, you mean?
Yeah, Mayans. Sorry.
tired.
Anyway,
Julius Caesar.
Yeah, so, but kind of back to the
streaming, high
to the subtitles, dubs, things.
It's here.
Oh yeah, that's right. Give back.
One of my favorite animes,
Schlampa.
Gurren Lagann, which some people have heard of.
I've heard of it, but I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Anime. It's the colors are beautiful, and the story is tons of fun, and it's just ridiculous and. Just a preposterous anime with lots of explosions and giant robots and all the stuff that, you know, anime lovers love.
Yay, anime.
And
Golden Boy.
Yeah. But it's only available in the English dub on Netflix when the Japanese version is
way
far superior.
Better.
Like, infinitely better.
I know.
It's
so
just,
frustrating.
It's the way it was meant to be viewed. And even if you don't understand Japanese, it's way better
just
to see
read
the
subtitles. Read them.
And there you go.
I know.
You mean
like,
I gotta read?
I mean, okay, there are a few series that I originally watched in English, and now I can't watch them in Japanese. Like, I watched Cowboy Bebop in English.
Yeah, Trigun.
Can't watch
Cowboy
it.
Bebop,
you know, Fruits Basket,
sure.
I watched
Peach
in English. You know, there are a ton that I watched in English
Pokemon.
That I can't. But, I mean, the ones that I did watch in Japanese, I can't even imagine watching them in English because you connect the characters with their voices. And actually, the Japanese voice actors are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are so, so good at what they do. And I feel like there are more of them, unlike the American voice actors who do anime, where I think I've heard the same person. Who was he? The Blue Power Ranger.
Billy.
He was Trigun in the English dub version. He was...
Really?
Vash
the Stampede?
Yes.
Really?
Vash. And he was in like 5 other animes, and every time it's just like, oh, hey, Billy. Oh, hey, Billy. Oh, Billy.
Yeah.
And I feel like we have a much smaller pool than they do.
That's probably true. They should hire me.
There's
Ditto. I want to be a voice actor. Woo!
No, this is just practice then.
Good. Wait, what?
Using microphones.
Oh.
Recording things.
Oh, so being a singer doesn't do that?
Ouch.
Hmm.
No, because not all dub
bitches.
No, not all dub jobs are just singing.
But that's I'm saying true. I've worked with microphones and recording equipment being a singer.
No, I understand.
It's different, though.
Can I just put it out there? I have voice acted before, and it is a lot harder than you think.
Oh, no, it's incredibly hard, because you have to match up the words with what they're saying,
because
it's after the fact.
Yeah, and you have to not move your mouth away from the mic when you're talking.
Shut up. I've been doing so much better tonight than I have any other night.
Still waiting for those...
screens.
Those screens to show up, because I ordered them from China, but I got them for a penny each.
Thanks,
plus
China.
Plus shipping.
Yay, China.
Yay, China.
China. Thanks, China.
Everything.
Yeah. All right.
But it is creeping up upon the half hour.
Yeah.
Wow. So I feel like good times.
So, yeah. Leonard Maltin game time.
Why not?
I think so.
I'm ready to lose again to Adam Erdman.
Hey, yeah. Oh, I'm...
What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
You beat me.
I lost last
twice
week, but the week
time
before...
You were on fire. You were en fuego, as it were.
You were. It was very upsetting
Jack
to
simply
me.
Simply en fuego.
Because I don't like losing.
Simply
en fuego. Okay, I'm going to
try
this nasty-ass banana.
Oh, and to the folks at home, if you hear all these rappers.
Candy.
Candy, candy. Thank you.
Adam Erdman and I both do that.
Get the demo sound right away.
We're so classy.
Since it's Halloween-ish, we decided to get some candy out here, and so I got a bag of the assorted Tootsie Roll
banana
products
flavor. Not
stupid.
Not treated for you.
What a great joke to eat an entire horrible sucker so somebody else would.
Oh God, it's awful.
I've learned my lesson.
Hell yeah. See, I didn't think it was that bad, but it's funny to watch.
You know what?
Sucker.
It tastes like
a banana.
Those little candies, you know, like where you get like the banana candy, and then there's like the lime candy,
runts.
And
yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like a runt banana.
Or Laffy Taffy.
Really?
Ooh.
Jesse, what's up?
Oh, no.
That looks so awful.
Oh, what the hell?
Dan just unwrapped a yellow turd.
Kids at home, it's misshapen and strange.
Oh, my God, please take a picture of it and post it on the website, Dan.
It's too sad to eat.
Ouch. Oh.
Oh, that's
here, honey,
my favorite quote of today.
Billy was not Vash.
It's too sad to eat.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. Because I just
Johnny Young Vash.
What?
That's who he is.
That's not
anyway,
Billy.
Kids at home, I went the safe route. I took the red Tootsie Pop.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's not Billy.
And it's good.
Who is he?
Not Billy.
He's the Blue Ranger.
Yeah, but he's not. David Yost is the Blue Ranger.
Gimme.
No. I'm going to find it.
Then who is Johnny? Okay, well, then I've been wrong all these years.
Sucker.
Thanks.
So.
Kimberly.
Sorry, I really have to take a picture of this.
Do it. Johnny Young
Dan
Bush, Adam Park, the Black Ranger.
Oh, he's the Black Ranger.
But Walter Jones was Zach Taylor, the Black Ranger for the TV show. Johnny Young Bosch was the second Black Ranger, who was not black.
Well, you want to know what?
Awkward.
I got a gun.
Okay, so, yeah, now we can play the Leonard Maltin game and...
Look it up on YouTube.
What do you think, Dan? You didn't even try it, did you?
No, I'm going to try the little nugget first.
Nugget of yellowy goodness that you pulled from
Dan,
your...
Dan, just suck on it.
Whoa.
Okay, for that, Dave, you get to pick the first category.
Damn.
I didn't...
I was just trying to figure out... Who
hey, mister.
Dave. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
Hot damn.
Just remember...
What? That you were wrong,
Dave.
And that I tricked you into eating
a
yellow
sucker. It really does taste like a runt.
Yes, it's not
right,
bad,
it's the right size, so it's palatable.
It was funny to watch her suffer, though.
Dave.
Yes.
Your three categories, since we're just going to jump right into it.
Schlampas.
Your three categories are wrestling is fake. So there are wrestlers as actors in these films.
I am so excited right now.
The fun category, Boondock Saints. Which is...
Hate you.
Any movie
the actors them within the Boondock Saints in other roles. And 'tis the season, movies that Dan watches on Halloween, or Dan would watch on Halloween.
Mm. I'm going to go with the wrestlers.
And that's a point for Dave.
I know a few.
Well, we'll see. We shall see.
Your three choices, your 3 years are 2004, 2008 or 2010?
Aw, boo. The one I know is like from the 80s.
Well, the one.
I'm going to go with, wait, was it 2004, 2000?
4, 8, 10.
I'm going to go with 2010. I'll go most recent.
2010. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2 stars.
Good Lord.
It is an inane action yarn that has plenty of testosterone and explosions, but the script is weak. Not nearly as much fun as a gathering of veteran actors. And there are some big named cameos as well. Oh. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 names. And there's a wrestler mixed in there somewhere.
I'm going to go with 2 names.
2 names. And it goes to you first, Adam.
0 names.
Okay, so your 2 names.
What?
What? No, what? I'm saying zero.
Oh, 0 names. Zero names. I'm sorry. I'm crazy. I've stopped paying attention for a second. Emily.
Name that movie.
The Expendables?
It is The Expendables.
Oh, yeah.
Can you name the wrestler?
Really?
Was it Stone Cold Steve Austin?
It was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah.
The Expendables? Wasn't that movie, good about like, that awful? One.
Yeah.
It was funny.
That
I like that.
The script is weak was one of the lines.
It's basically they signed on as many action stars as they could into one movie and awesome. Then blew shit up.
The Dirty Half Dozen, Leonard Maltin calls it.
Is that the one that had, like, Steven Stallone and...
Steven Stallone?
Sylvester Stallone.
Whatever.
Stone.
Steven, Hank,
Frankie Stone. Frankie.
Jerome Stallone.
God damn it, Jerome.
Angus Stallone.
So, Dave, you didn't participate in that one since That's Adam true. Has the point.
Oh, yeah.
And so you get to pick again. Okay. And this time...
Dislike.
This week it is John Cleese's birthday.
Oh.
So I have some John Cleese movies for you.
Yay!
Happy birthday, John Cleese.
John Cleese. Mm-hmm. There are a couple other good birthdays, but I wanted some diversity. Yes.
Of course he is.
Yeah. This
you can't kill John Cleese.
He's like cancer in the good way.
He's good British cancer.
Yes. He just keeps on growing.
Yeah.
God, this thing is nasty.
So, John Cleese movies. Movies I would watch on Halloween. Or Zero Names. Bam!
As she turns to me and goes... on her sucker. No Zero Names for you, then. I'm going to go with movies that you would watch on Halloween.
Yay!
All right, to give everyone at home some context on this, these are movies that are...
Family.
Family Halloween movies. More or less, kind of. Some. Your 3 years are 1988... 1993 or 1996?
I'm going to go 1993.
All right. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars. Calls it highly imaginative.
Holy crap.
Oh, sucker in my hair.
It has constantly surprising visuals. It has a lively score.
Score.
And the story had been concocted with many designs years earlier. And there are 7 names.
Is it bubblegum?
It's a Tootsie Pop. It's a Tootsie Roll.
It tastes like bubblegum.
The banana has warped your brain.
Has she been drinking?
No.
I'm going to go 2 names.
Two names.
Hasn't been drinking.
Emily, it goes to you. 2 names. Out of 7.
Can I hear the clues again, please?
Sure. Movie I would watch on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
93.
Mm-hmm.
3 stars. Highly imaginative. Constantly surprising visuals. Lively score. And was concocted... the producer had concocted the story and many designs years earlier. And 2 names. You're making name lots that. Of nummy noises.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Name that movie?
Two names. Your two names.
I'm drawing a blank, that's why.
Are Ken Page and Paul Rubens.
Oh, shit.
Do you know it?
I just completely went blank.
I don't know that many Halloween movies.
I don't even think it came out this year, but Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas nice. Is right.
Shit.
Oh, finally. I was just waiting. As soon
Oldman.
As you named this category, like 3 weeks ago, I was like, it's going to be Nightmare Before Christmas one of these times.
It's going to be in there somewhere.
I'm trying
Crap.
To think, who is Paul Rubens, though? Because like, I could not... Like,
but that's
I,
not really... That's not a Halloween movie. That's more of a Christmas movie.
No, it's not. It's the Nightmare Before Christmas.
But they spend a lot of time in Christmas Town, don't they?
But
I've
he's Jack Skellington, the prince of...
It's about Halloween
It's about somebody from Halloween invading Christmas, so there's heavy Halloween elements throughout. It's like if Halloween devoured Christmas and replaced it. So lots of pumpkin-themed, bat-themed Christmas stuff.
Halloween
Sally,
is
likes
the
score?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Dr. Finkel.
Danny Elfman.
Okay.
Tim Burton produced.
The only song that I liked from that. Okay, I like two songs from that movie. The one that Jack and Sally sing together. And the one where he goes, "What's this? What's this?"
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. But yes, that was correct. So now it's Dave has a point. Adam has a point.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Emily should watch that score. Movie.
Fuckers.
Yeah, we should.
Hate you all.
Which, Emily, if you could hold up the movie that's sitting on my sub right now, all the way at the end.
Hocus Pocus.
Hell yeah.
You've got Hocus Pocus.
I picked up Hocus Pocus recently.
It's $5 at Target.
I want to watch it, like, now.
Love I want to watch movie. That, too.
But, Emily, it is your turn to pick. No, it isn't. It's Adam's turn to pick because you told him to name it. That's right. I'm sorry for misleading you.
Sure. That's right. The movie from that category that I was waiting to bounce on.
You did not get
I didn't
anywhere
get to play.
Sorry.
So I will give you...
That was so disgusting, Dave.
Frank Oz films.
Mm.
Really tasty.
Inigo Montoya's revenge films.
These
are not movies tied to The Princess Bride, but revenge is the theme of the movie. Or...
Anybody want a peanut?
Mandy Patinkin category, just for me.
No.
That'd be... No one can hear you.
Or Zero Names.
Let's do Zero Names. I enjoy
Zero
that
names.
One very
Yay!
Much.
Your choices are 1984, 1999, or 2001.
1984.
Really?
Yeah.
Challenge.
So Zero Names, just to give everyone some quick context at home, I read the entire review, and I tell the number of names, and then they have to start at zero is the minimum opening bid. From there, they can go as far as they want. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars,
mm-hmm.
1984. The first multi-million-dollar scare comedy about a trio of flaky paranormal investigators who go into business flushing out ghosts and spirits in New York City. And find their business booming, engagingly offbeat, even subdued at times, with Murray's flippant personality nicely contrasting Richard Edlund's eye-popping special effects. Great fun all the way, written by Aykroyd and Ramis, followed by a sequel and an animated TV series. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 names.
Oh, -1.
-1.
-2.
-2.
-3.
-3.
Name that movie.
That movie is...
Damn it.
Ghostbusters.
It is Ghostbusters.
Of course.
Talking to Mike.
First name. Okay, so this is starting from the
top down. Top down.
It's got to be Bill Murray.
Bill Murray for one.
Yep.
Ramis.
No.
Really?
Oh. Aykroyd.
Oh, Aykroyd.
Aykroyd was a better known actor at the
and
time.
Then,
and then Ramis.
Damn it.
F! I so would have won! Ah, fucker.
So that is 2 for Adam.
That's
so
another point for me.
Angry.
You fell right into my trap.
Damn it.
Oh, blow me.
Who's 4? No.
Oh, really?
Really.
Rick Moranis?
No.
Oh, what's her name?
Oh, it's the dude. Oh, Sigourney Weaver.
There you go. Yeah. The dude. Oh,
yeah.
And by dude, you mean Sigourney Weaver.
And looking
Weaver.
At Dan's face, it was just like, you are so wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. Oh, it must be a woman.
How far down was Ernie Hudson?
Gorney.
He was, I think, 5 or 6.
Gorney Weaves.
He was out there.
Ernie should have gotten more credit.
Emily, it is up to you again to choose because it's Adam 2 points, Dave 1 point.
And you got shit.
Need to score.
Fuck you.
I will give you.
Be nice. Give me categories I could maybe win.
No, that's not how we
no,
play this game.
No, that's not how
we don't play favoritism. You get movies I would watch on Halloween.
You should know this.
No, I don't. I Danny don't DeVito watch films. Halloween movies. They scared me.
Yes. And AFI's 100 most quoted movies.
I hate you right now. Danny DeVito. Meanie.
What do you mean meanie?
Boondock Saints.
Your choices are 1988, 1992, or 1995?
1995.
Excuse me. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars. It is a clever black comedy.
Oh.
Ingenious plotting, tip-top performances, and some delicious digs at Hollywood. But it's offset by a certain aloofness. And it was followed up by a sequel. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names.
10 names.
10 names. And Danny DeVito is in there somewhere.
Goody. Who does it go to, Dan? I said 10 names.
10 names. So Adam, because...
Oh, you are going to say 10 names. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were just confirming, not
no.
guessing.
Okay, I'm going to say 9 names.
9 names.
1 name.
1 name.
What? Name that movie.
Get oh. Shorty?
Yeah, without you could have said 0 and you'd have been fine.
I love that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen it.
That was fantastic.
Really? No.
It's really good.
Yeah, I like
it. So 2-2-0?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Freaking
as it stands. And
sorry, I forgot 1 name. And then
one name. You were ready.
I was excited. I like that movie.
So Adam, it comes to you again.
Hooray.
2-2-0 right now.
That sequel came out like way too far after it.
Right, Be Cool.
Yeah, Be Cool, which
no. I'm gonna give you Happy Birthday, John Cleese.
Did you just sneeze?
No, Boondock Saints. Oh. Or Frank Oz films.
Impressive.
I smell banana.
It picked oh, up even man. Though she's like way back.
Okay, anyway.
2 points.
My bad.
Good job. So let's go with
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, John Cleese.
Your 3 choices for Happy Birthday, John Cleese are 1991, 1997, or 2001.
2001.
Good 2001. Choice.
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars. It begins with a real sense of wonder and magic, but winds up an overlong, bombastic special effects movie.
Oh.
Nothing can erase the charm of the characters and ideas. And there were... are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 names.
Ooh, okay.
And John Cleese is in there somewhere.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a hunch and say 3 names.
3 names. Emily, goes to you. 3 names.
Name that movie.
Your 3 names.
Because I am baffled. Again, yay me.
David Bradley, Zoe Wanamaker, and Julie Walters.
Wow. Big help those were.
Well, 18 names. You went down to 3 like a...
like a boss.
Like a fucking rock.
But, yeah, I wanted to play dangerously this time. but I'm going to say Harry Potter. And...
Are you kidding me?
Oh. Release year that would have been... Sorcerer's Stone?
Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh.
You're freaking kidding me.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't remember him being in the first one.
He was Sir Nearly Headless Nick. Mm-hmm.
Oh, balls.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have gotten it unless there was minimum five names.
I didn't know he was in that.
Because then Tom Fenlon shows up.
Freaking A.
Felton. Tom Felton.
Bitch.
That's right.
That's right, yeah. So it's 3-2-0.
Damn it.
And Adam, that's...
Win. He wins.
That's a win.
Fucker.
It's a win and...
Hate you right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Getting better.
It's a nice birthday present for me
yeah.
this week. Thank you, John Cleese.
Bitch.
Happy birthday to us.
And so we are just pushing 50 minutes at this point, so we can wrap up if you guys want to
do
great. A bonus game thereafter.
Woo!
That everyone likes to tune in for.
Ha!
Well, no, usually people tune in more so for the bonus game because they know it's just like, okay, I just get to listen to a couple quick categories and then I'm off.
They like us playing with each other.
And plus, on top of that, everyone's kind of warmed up a bit as well, so.
Yeah.
Into the game.
Boo. Hate you.
But closing.
Ah-ha-ha.
It's because you're friends with Dan.
No, it's
and
not.
And Dan makes categories that are
dating him.
Yeah. Jeez.
You lose this argument.
I know for a fact that there are
really
categories out
that.
There that I
tailored.
The
two of you grew up together. Shut up.
What? So? High school?
Yeah.
Still.
Dan
Mike
and I was there too.
Yeah, Dan.
I've known him
dating,
longer.
What just shy of a year?
What?
That's a long time. It's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I only dated Dave for like 2 weeks.
And it was magical.
And it was, baby.
Mm-hmm. The beard was scratchy, though.
But since this drops on Friday, Dave, do you have anything
beard?
You'd like to plug?
God, this is dropping Friday. So,
the 29th?
Well, Monster Halloween will be open for the first week in November, as well as we are open from 10 to 10 every day this weekend. I will be there offering makeup assistance and all sorts of crazy go-nuts times. The store is sure to be crazy, but we have some really cool stuff. Stop on by. Other than that, check out the new Mindwave Comics site at www.mindwavecomics.com to check out what myself and actually Adam is the assistant head editor at Mindwave.
That's right.
A comic company that me and my buddy Samir started. Kid-friendly comics, as the saying goes, kid-friendly, dino approved. Stop on by and check it out and ride the wave.
Woo!
Very cool. And then you are on Twitter, so your Twitter is?
At Dave Wheeler. That's about it.
It's looks like how it's spelled.
D-A-V-E-W-H-E-L-E-R.
Emily, do you have anything that is worth plugging of any sort? The things that you know about that other people should know about or things that...
Halloween
She's
Monday.
Making a flustered face and a nervous face. Maybe a constipated face. A
little gassy face. You know that Dan and I know each other really well. I say gassy and he goes... It's nice. It's a good combo.
That was that 2 weeks right there. That's a fart jokes.
For two weeks straight.
Nothing but.
I have to be honest, I don't think that I know anything that I can plug. Sorry. Oh, except if you're interested in seeing Much Ado About Nothing, this is, I think, one of the last weeks that it's showing at the Guthrie, and they're having 50% off reduced tickets for, I think, the rest of their shows for the next 2 weeks, and it's supposed to be a really good show. If you're interested,
nice.
I want to go see it very
wow.
badly.
Yeah.
She's glaring.
Let's go, Dan.
At Dan.
Okay. Good times.
I think his
Thanks.
Beard just grew faster.
What?
What?
I don't know. It's like a chia pet.
So at the Guthrie, there's that. And then you are on Twitter as well.
At DYESEM01. Follow me if you choose. I talk a lot about the stuff that I cook and. Random British slang, wankers.
Yeah, mildly inappropriate British slang.
So
yeah.
much fun, I love it. You tosser.
You started out that tweet by saying a
Twats.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That one.
It's like tweeting.
That's gross.
But different.
I don't even know what it means.
Then don't say it.
You,
that's a slang term for a woman's vagina.
Horrible words.
It means vagina?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It's a very derogative term.
Oops, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it meant
clearly
something totally different.
Emily, Google shit before you tweet it.
I thought twats meant like you fuckers.
Well, in a matter of speaking, yes, but in another matter of speaking,
in a very crude way of going about it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. Shush. I love your face right now.
Just like after Adam's show up in the ghetto.
Your face.
Yay.
Sorry.
You
scary.
Ever laugh so hard that Wanker. You stop making sounds and just
cause you're
make
dead.
A smiley face?
I laugh like that sometimes.
I
you
just
also
did.
Snort sometimes, to be fair.
So, Adam.
I do.
Do you have anything to plug?
With disgust.
I will also be at the Halloween store with Dave. This weekend
Good
only.
God, you work all the time,
and
don't you?
Then
that's how we roll.
We'll roll.
I finally found out that I can say the job that
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so Wells Fargo. It's awesome. And I work for them now.
Bank
money.
Yeah,
literally
bank. And it's fun.
Ooh, you work at the Venechesca?
I do.
Can I come and see you?
You sure can.
Are you a teller?
I would love it. I am. Yeah.
So now that all the specifics are
up
there,
are nailed down perfectly.
Yep. Hey, you guys.
You'll know.
Go
you're at the Halloween store.
Go find him now.
Yeah.
It's not like people can't find
you.
Yeah,
but people cause a ruckus in a Halloween store. It's like, oh, hey, I heard you on a Buffering Podcast. But going to a bank and somebody's telling us like,
That's where they go, he's got a gun. And you're on the floor in 5 seconds. Even if you don't have a gun. Even if you just have a well-groomed beard.
Right, so what? Make me regret mentioning where I work instead of leaving it anonymous completely.
Yeah!
Awesome.
Sucka.
I like Wells Fargo.
Me too.
Hey kids, I'm a substitute teacher. Don't come check me out because we'll kick you out of school. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah. What?
Anyway, Dan.
But you are on Twitter. And
yes.
You are.
At Adam Erdman, AdamErdmann.
NN.
Double N.
That's what I said.
Duplet.
Dave, you raised your hand for some reason.
I was actually...
Bathroom's that way.
Yes, I know it's that way. I'm looking towards the bathroom right now, longingly. But I was actually going to put it out there. The Children's Theater in St. Paul is putting on The Little Princess right now. A good friend of Adam's and mine, Katie Schmieg, works out there. And she says that it's an amazing experience, and they put on a heck of a show. So for you, Schmieg... I'm putting this out there. You guys should totally go check it out. The Little Princess.
There's a children's theater in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the children's theater, but it's a children's theater. I think it's the only children's theater in St. Paul. I'm trying to remember the specific name of it.
I only thought there was the one in Minneapolis. My bad.
It's a theater.
Follow Dave on Twitter to find out more about it or something.
I'll tweet
if
about it.
And Dan.
I have nothing to plug because... Well, no, that's not true. I am going to be with Emily at the 20th anniversary celebration of Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis in the Warehouse District because Doug Benson will be there doing two shows. He'll be taping his podcast for a 420 show on the 5th, and then he will be doing some stand-up later that night.
Nice.
So
it's on the 5th?
Yeah, November 5th.
11/5.
Okay.
It's on a Saturday.
Be there.
I reminded you to ask off for.
I did ask it off. Maybe, I just hope I get it.
Children, children. Not on the air.
Keep
it from the kids. Keep it from the kids.
But yeah, that'll be fun. And I am Dan L. Whalen on Twitter. But you should definitely also follow the podcast Twitter, which is Buffer Podcast, because buffering doesn't fit. Didn't get the extra three characters in there, so we're Buffer Podcast. And you can also find us online at www.bufferingpodcast.com. Yes. And that's all I got.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's it.
Emily just failed at eating candy.
It tried to rip out my molar.
And on that bombshell,
we will see you next time.
The exit episode. Yes. Thanks for listening. Until next
time. See you guys next time. Yep. Oh, and... few things to throw in way at the end is we hope that Gina's cat, Bert, is better because there might be something going wrong with that poor kitty.
Be well, Bert. Be well.
Sad
but,
Bert.
But Gina and AJ will show up sometime soon and face off.
And Adam will lose.
Ouch.
Why you gotta, I think it's just going to be a crazy chaos of
Jace.
Negative names. So I'm excited.
Love you, Adam.
I feel like I've found my stride.
Right.
So could be anybody's game as Emily is chewing into her microphone.
More noises.
You know what?
The few times that you
bitches
do lean
give
in.
Me so much crap about not talking to them. I've been talking to the microphone all night.
End show.
No, there were a couple times
hey,
where you
she
were
figured it out, and it's the end.
Yeah,
we love you.
She hates us all, and on that bombshell, good night for real. Night.